We are at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm joined by Courtney Booth, and we're here in front of your guys' exhibit here. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about your guys' family farm.
Oh, it's a privilege to thank you for being here at World Dairy Expo with us. So we're from Northeast Wisconsin, and my husband and I have four children, and our focus has been on faith, family, and friends, and in that, service to agriculture. My husband is a large animal veterinarian, and I've been able to stay home with our four kids while we have a small dairy operation that focuses on genetics and the development of red and white dairy cattle.
Talk to me about how the genetics works when coming up with red and white dairy cattle.
Well, for us, it was something that we saw as an opportunity to provide our children, first and foremost, the ability to work as a family, and to give them the opportunity to experience some of the things that we were raised with, and that is growing up on a farm, producing an amazing product, and then being able to put the work in to see how hard you work, the outcome that you receive. And so the genetic side interests us because we have an opportunity to then provide our kids with an outlet for income from sales and merchandising our animals, but also they see that they can look at an animal and define where their strengths are and then choose a sire that best matches that so that it takes our industry another level up. And so we're just a small speckle in the big picture of genetic development and something that World Dairy Expo really prides itself in as well.
And you mentioned being here at World Dairy Expo. How important is that, being basically on the world stage when it comes to dairy cattle?
Well, you hit it right on the head. It is the world stage for the dairy industry, from the side of looking at the best genetics that the dairy industry offers across the world. So over 90 countries are represented here, and they're coming to the United States to find out the latest and greatest in genetic development of our cattle so that they produce more or they have more stability and longevity, you know, in their countries. For us, what that means is the opportunity to produce more wholesome quality milk and dairy products. And by having the greatest genetics, we can do that most efficiently and effectively. You're also at World Dairy Expo surrounded with the greatest technology in the production of milk and the cheese and butter and so forth that's in the nation. And so we look at technology for milk production. We look at technology in grain and forage growing. We look at the latest equipment here at World Dairy Expo, and that's all combined into educational seminars that are provided and virtual farm tours. So if you can't get out to a working dairy farm here in Wisconsin, people from all over the world can see virtual farms from all over the United States.
And you mentioned technology. How has that kind of played an important role for dairy producers with production and making money as well?
I think it's always important to be thinking about ways that you can modernize and make things easier and more productive on a dairy farm. And so the technology is here, and what's neat is it can suit whatever your needs are. So as you think about where you want to envision yourself in the dairy industry in, you know, 2 to 5 years, you can come and you can research that and see what your options are for that technology and even share your needs with a processor that could possibly create that technology just for your farm. And so it's really exciting. It's all here in one spot. And then a lot of times those relationships that you formed with the agribusiness side or the commercial exhibitors then carries through, and they come out to your farm and talk about what best is a solution for your operation.
This is my first time coming here, and I just was kind of overwhelmed with all of the exhibits and cattle here. Do you think, when it comes to folks who may not be familiar with the dairy industry, do you feel like they have a good perception of what a dairy farmer either is or actually does?
Well, I hope that they have a great perspective, because Wisconsin and the Midwest, the United States, our great state or great country of America, is founded on production agriculture. And so the closer we can identify with those roots and the values that are associated with agriculture, I feel like the further we're going to be on the future for our nation. And so this is a small part of painting that picture, whether you're close to the dairy industry or you're just a consumer. And we all have a vital part in the overall cycle of life, and this is in particular shining a light on the dairy industry.
What is your favorite part about Expo?
My favorite part about World Dairy Expo is bringing together the time as a family to showcase our farm and to showcase the relationships that we've made over the years, surrounded by the hard work and dedication of our children. So it has been a family project. The children all have different age cattle that they show here at World Dairy Expo, and they've been working with them for the last year. And what's neat is, as a mom and dad, we're excited about the fact that they can see a project and be able to see the potential and be able to put the time in morning and night to what needs to be done for taking care and product, the feeding and the walking and the grooming, so that someday when it comes to World Dairy Expo time, they can celebrate their investment in something. And it carries through their whole life then to sports or to their faith journey or different things like that.
And how, I guess, when you're talking about them getting ready, how I guess, process-wise, how many hours a day is that?
It's usually about, for us, we're exhibiting 6 head of dairy cattle here at World Dairy Expo. We spend approximately 3 hours a day on our dairy cattle. And so that consists of getting up and doing chores in the morning before school, then taking the time at night to walk them for a good couple-mile walk. We focus on showmanship abilities so that we can present those animals to the best of their ability. And then they're done a rinse down or a wash, depending upon the day. And then they're put in an environment where they have room to roam and also to enjoy the good nutrition that we're strategically placing in front of them to get the best performance for them.
The farm economy seems to be kind of on a lot of folks' minds these days. What's your thoughts, I guess, as far as the dairy industry goes today?
There's definitely a bright future. As I think about our family, it's so important to be able to be connected to the dairy cow and understand all the great things that she can provide to us. And the dairy industry outlook is very bright, and we obviously have the ebb and flow in the production side and the profitability side. But through that all, it's exciting because you can make it whatever you want it to be on your particular farming operation. The technology is there. The incredible people within this industry would support you and in your learning endeavors, and that's what makes World Dairy Expo so nice and great, as well as our agriculture industry.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I'm excited to welcome everybody here to the 50th anniversary of World Dairy Expo. As a World Dairy Expo board member, I have seen over the years the progress that we've made to welcome people and make it a great experience. So if you're looking for a chance to vacation, you would be so impressed with the multitude of information, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the tourist sites here in Madison to come on out.
Courtney, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Great to be with you.